Hey there, it's Kate, and happy holiday season to you. This week, I'm sharing episodes on generosity, something on our minds more than ever this time of year. I hope they help the giving you're doing this year feel good. I also have just released the trailer for my new podcast called Finding the Throughline: Conversations About the Creative Process. The trailer is located right here in your feed. I hope you'll check it out. I am so excited to share these conversations with you starting in January. Cheers. What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by allowing your inherent goodness to take the lead? And not because you're a bad person, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you keep growing. Hey there, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate, your host. This week on the podcast, I'm talking about giving, because being generous and helpful to others is a key part of being a better person. But that's not to say that we have to be selfless or always put others first or give until it hurts. So how do we find that balance? Today's big idea is that being generous isn't an all or nothing proposition. You can be generous in some ways and stingy in others. In fact, it's perfectly normal and human of you to be that way. And it's really fascinating to start to unpack where you are a natural giver and where you might be more likely to freeze up and think, oh, heck no. Honestly, there are times that my being freezes up. Some of them are justified and some of them aren't. Like when my daughter asks if she can have two friends spend the night instead of just one. I mean, what's the big deal? Yes, that means we're responsible for another young person's security for the night, but in reality, they're just going to be down in the basement anyway, and it's really no skin off my nose, whatever that phrase means. I never really thought about it until it just came out of my mouth. But anyway, when that happens, I feel an immediate no. And there are just a lot of ways I've uncovered that I feel like my inner barometer is set to stingy. I think that we learn our natural propensity for giving from our upbringing and our programming. So my grandmother, whom I spent a lot of time with as a kid, had many wonderful qualities, but she was the worst tipper ever. And having people over to dinner was just a huge stressor to her. So she either never did it or she expressed a lot of angst about it. So perhaps I come by some of my inner stinginess, honestly. And I'm guessing you do too, because we can be conditioned to be stingy. Many of us have gotten explicit or implicit messages that we need to keep whatever we have to ourselves, because anytime we give something away, we lose. That may show up as a belief that you need to spend as little money as possible, and that amassing as many resources as possible and keeping them to yourself is a virtuous and just thing to do. Or it may show up in the form of, I'll take care of my own and you take care of your own. Or some other stance that you may not be fully aware that you have. That's why it can be so helpful to look at the places where your inner stinginess comes out, because there might be something really interesting to be seen and perhaps a belief that is ready to be changed. So, what are some ways that you are stingy? Maybe you hide behind the couch when you see someone you don't recognize knocking at your door. Or maybe you excuse yourself and go hang out in the bathroom during the portion of the fundraiser where they, you know, actually ask for funds. I read a magazine article once that this was Martha Stewart's go-to strategy. Total hearsay, but still, I thought that was interesting. Or maybe when anyone says, I have a favor to ask you, your immediate thought is, oh, crap. First, I just want to say, whatever your answer is, however you are stingy, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. We all have our ways that we are comfortable giving and our ways that we are less comfortable giving. You don't have to be a saint and welcome every single ask with a 100% gracious spirit, or else you're a bad person. I trust your instincts. Maybe you don't feel like giving and are feeling stingy because someone is over asking, and it's completely appropriate to be having a not today reaction. What I don't trust as much is your ego. which will often try to tell you that there isn't enough to go around, that you have to protect what's yours, and that you need to keep your giving and receiving accounts perfectly balanced, because those are all misinformation. So your tiny assignment is, the next time you notice your stingy shield going up, ask yourself, does this particular thing in this particular moment feel like too much? Or is there some broader belief at play here? Am I feeling like if I give, I'll somehow lose? Have I gotten hooked into keeping score again? Just check in with yourself, which is something that we don't often do. We typically just act and react on autopilot. But if you pause long enough to ask yourself what's really going on, you're likely to get some really good information and some things that you might be able to work with. If you realize that you're having a habitual response that tells you that you have to protect what you have or else you're in danger, then my challenge to you is to find some way to be at least a little more generous than you otherwise would be. Giving $5 instead of $0, or answering an email with a request to pick your brain with a thanks for writing, I'm not available to meet, but check out this resource that I have found to be very useful, is an example of what I mean, of giving a little bit more than you otherwise would. Just expand your options in that moment. Moving your needle even a little bit more toward giving and away from stingy will help free you from any conditioning you may have picked up that you need to protect or even hoard your resources at all costs. This is how you learn to trust the universe, and that's paradoxically how giving helps you feel more supported. I have a very good feeling that it will also help you feel like a better person. That's it for me today. I hope you have a great weekend. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.